The world's weekly wait is over. Like magic, an invisible chain of sound once more circles the planet.
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. It's been a good year in the classic rock and roll world when The Undertaker is considered. We've lost David Bowie, Glenn Frey, Paul Kantner, Sir George Martin, and most recently Keith Emerson. It seems that our heroes that didn't succumb to a rock and roll lifestyle when younger are now dropping like flies, like normal folk, just like you and me. This is a Vinyl Garage 2016 Rock and Roll Necrology. And we're starting with the most recent, Keith Emerson. For a few months from 1966 to 1967, Keith was a member of the British band The VIPs, forming The Nice in early 1967 until putting together Emerson, Lake & Palmer in 1970. Here's The VIPs and I Wanna Be Free from 1966 on Island Records and Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Lucky Man, from the 2012 remastered version of their debut.
You know, I don't mind working and standing on my feet, 'cause I've got 9 children and they all gotta eat. Well, I don't mind working to the bone, oh yeah. You gotta let me go where my work is done. I wanna be free. I gotta be free. So now take away these chains that are binding me, because I wanna be here. Yeah, free. I wanna be free.
Wanna be free.
Said I gotta be free. Wanna be free.
Wanna be free.
Well, I tell you, I gotta be free. So now take these chains that are binding me.
white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led. His honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Keith's output immediately following ELP was anything but stellar, consisting of two bands and two LPs. 1986's Emerson, Lake & Powell, Cozy Powell, and 1988's Three. True prog lovers dismiss them both as 80s drivel. Apparently I have a soft spot for 80s drivel, so Three's first single from their soul LP, Talkin' Bout, caught my ear. But keep in mind, I'm a fan of Asia, another band that true proggies don't care for.
I sit here wondering if the things you say are true. But oh, so many times something that just melted into ice. But oh, is it just a dream or is it so? You're pretending not to see. Just don't know. Am I riding holding on, or should I just let go? But oh, is it just a dream or is it so?
David Bowie passed away this last January after battling liver cancer. Born David Jones, he would eventually change his name to Bowie so as not to be confused with Davy Jones of the Monkees. Not much chance of that. His first few bands were heavily influenced by the blues, which was not exactly unusual in Britain at the time, wanting to be some band's Mick Jagger. But here he sounds more like a young John Lennon on Louie Louie Go Home from 1964. Credited to David Jones and the Kingdom.
You better go back home. better go back home.
Thank you. it's true.
They got a message from the Action Man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love. Saw the details fall away. The shrieking when nothing is killing. Just pictures of trap girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low.
Down acoustic version of his Space Oddity was originally released in 1979 as the B-side to Alabama Song and re-released as a bonus track on Scary Monsters LP from 1992. Also from the aforementioned album, Ashes to Ashes, a song where Bowie revisits Major Tom. The music video at the time of release was the most expensive ever made. The next artist we lost too soon was Glenn Frey, founding member of the Eagles. Originally from Detroit, he moved to California upon graduating high school, joining the band The Four of Us in Oakland and The Mushrooms in 1967. Being from Detroit, he was befriended by Bob Seger, eventually contributing the acoustic guitar to Seger's Ramblin' Gamblin' Man in 1968. But it's the collaboration with J.D. Souther in the band Long Branch Penny Whistle and the song Run Boy Run I've chosen to highlight his early work. The song would have been at home on any Eagles album.
She was in high school. Now her dad you gotta move.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Thank you.
suitcase in your hand. Here's a little money, now do it just the way we planned. You be cool for 20 hours and I'll pay you 20 grand. I'm sorry it went down like this, someone had to lose. It's the nature of the business, it's the smuggler's blues. Smuggler's blues. The sailors and the pilots, the soldiers and the law, the payoffs and the rip-offs and the things nobody saw. No matter if it's heroin, cocaine or hash, you got to carry weapons cause you always carry cash. There's lots of shady characters, lots of dirty deals, every name's an alias in case somebody squeals. It's the lure of easy money, it's got a very strong appeal. Perhaps you'd understand it better standing in my shoes. It's the ultimate enticement, it's the smuggler's blues.
Tonight was the leadoff single from 1979's Eagle LP, The Long Run, a song written by Fry, Don Henley, J.D. Souther, and Bob Seger, who also contributed backing vocals to the record. And Smuggler's Blues was from Fry's second solo LP, The All-Nighter, from 1984. The song also inspired an episode of Miami Vice in which Fry guest starred. We said goodbye to founding member of the Jefferson Airplane, Paul Kantner, just 10 days later. He would be active in nearly all incarnations of the Jefferson legacy. From After Bathing at Baxter's LP from 1967, the single The Ballad of You and Me and Pooh Neal. The song references both folk singer Fred Neal and Winnie the Pooh.
She watched him draw and draw planes and wings and flying things. Even during tests he'd keep on drawing. And his mother didn't want him, and his father was always working. So he just set his head to the center of the sky, dreamed of flying. At first like a leaf, floating in the air. Now like an eagle, soaring there, flying. Great roaring engines now will lift my wings. Rockets now and spacecraft to the center of the sky. I'm getting ready for a great leap forward, ready for a leap in the pool, ready to touch the stars again, ready to go back to school. Put all the pieces together, put on your wings and come with me. Fly, fly, fly to the center of the sky. Let's go flying. I love
broke up after the LP Long John Silver in 1972 and reunited for one last try in 1989 with a self-titled LP, producing the single Planes. The album featured nearly everyone that, at one time or another, been in the band. But by far the most influential in the 2016 necrology is Sir George Martin. Joining EMI in 1950, he mostly produced comedy and novelty albums for the label subsidiary Parlophone, before graduating to classical and finally to popular music. Here's from 1961, The Temperance Seven and You're Driving Me Crazy, his first number one pop record, more than a year before he met the band.
Sad and lonely, why did you leave me lonely? 'Cause here's a heart that's only for nobody but you. I'm burning like a flame, dear. I'll never be the same, dear. I'll always place the blame, dear, on nobody but you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, what did I do? My tears for you make everything easy. Clouding a sky, How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew that you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Sir George's first non-Beatle rock and roll number one was Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas' Little Children from March of 1964. Sir George's last number one was Elton John's Candle in the Wind, 1997, a tribute to Diana, Princess of Wales. It's also the best-selling single of all time in the UK, with nearly 5 million copies sold.
Your candles burned out long before your legend ever candles burned out long before your legend ever appeared.
But it's George Martin's work within the Beatle movies, Hard Day's Night, Help, and Yellow Submarine, that really showcase his contributions. In Hard Day's Night, his production and arrangement of instrumental versions of Beatles songs became an important part of the film. In Help and Submarine, George wrote, produced, and arranged all music not written by John and Paul. His James Bond-like intro to the American single Help is a good example. Here's a few songs from the aforementioned movies.
Thank you.
from Sir George's 1998 In My Life album, a collection of Beatles songs covered by others, is Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, The End, performed by Phil Collins of Genesis, as we close out the show. Bang of sorts when the Beatles are considered may be when John met Paul. But the turning point was New Year's Eve 1961 when the Fabs were in London auditioning for Decca Records and their subsequent rejection by the label. If the outcome was different, the boys wouldn't have been nearly as successful in my opinion, probably releasing a few reasonably successful albums before fading away. We may have never had a Sgt. Pepper. So what's the difference? They were paired with George Martin at EMI, and without him, the Beatles wouldn't have been the phenomena they were to become. The boys have him to thank, and so do we. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show, or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.